wonderful to hear it put into context, because when I was so worked up, on one hand, my mind's saying, what the hell? And on the other mind, I am just disgusted beyond words. But like you said, I didn't take it out on anybody. I didn't lose any friends, and I got the things done that I wanted to get done, and I seemed to be on an even keel. And then, you know, what happened?
So, you know, our bodies, our physical bodies, we're just big filters, right? Everything we put in, we filter, take nourishment, and get rid of the rest, if we're lucky. If we don't store the toxins, we do good. But basically, we're big filters. We filter air, we filter nutrition, water. We're filters. Well, what if our emotional body is a filter too? And so there is a lot of changes on the earth. And those, whether you decided to be on the spiritual path or not, it's quirky for everybody. Electronics, people, things are very different. Things are going very quickly now. And so this I'm hearing from a lot of people. They're having negative emotion, and their first thought is that it means something's wrong. Well, what if it doesn't? What if it doesn't mean anything's wrong? The human experience is we have all the emotions. The level of growth that we desire, because we all want to feel better in life, is that it doesn't disrupt anything else.
No, really.
But who says you get to skip it? Babies all come in with all the emotions. You want to see anger fully expressed? Look at a child. They just let loose with that baby. Well, most of us, because of our ages, we weren't allowed to do that.
No.
So where does all that anger reside in the world and within ourselves? So what if you reach a place that you've cleared and cleared and cleared, you've done the spiritual work, you've done the intellectual work, and then now here you are playing with the energy work for the emotional body and the energetic field. What if you're reaching deep levels that just need to be expressed or felt on the way out? We don't know. Or what if some of us were crazy enough at some other dimensional level to say, oh, I don't mind filtering the good and the bad.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a physical empath. Most of us are emotional empaths. And by the way, that's going to get more intense for you, so you might want to learn how to manage it. So what if it wasn't even your frustration and anger? Could have been the AC guys. Have you ever been around people where you just feel better being around them? Or what about when you're with certain friends and you end up with the giggles? And sometimes you can even have memories and you end up with the giggles, right? Or other people you can get around and suddenly you're like, oh, you know, the tension, the stress, right? Well, what if, as things are changing, we're picking up even more of that? So a lot of times you have to stop and ask, is all this mine? And what if the question was, instead of what am I getting wrong, how may I serve through this experience? Interesting place, isn't it? So how do you know? Well, if you're not creating chaos and you're not spreading it and you're not hurting yourself or anyone else, you're not in a place where you need clearing or healing. You're just having an evolutionary human response to whatever's going on the planet. That's all.
The things I thought I lost control of all worked out anyway, nicely.
So that tells you you're not creating with it, and so it's a different experience.
But what a wild weekend. I couldn't settle down. I'm restless.
But you could do it a lot quicker if you weren't in resistance. You know, what we resist persists. So if you're in negative judgment of everything, you're pushing it away, and it takes a little longer, but you did pretty quick to, you know, weaken.
Well, thanks to you, I think I can approach another experience like that a little differently now. But
you know, and the truth is, you're going to have human emotion. You are. You know, sometimes it's like we just want to create this big story around it. Some days are off days.
Well, I know some people like to go to a good movie where they can cry because it releases stuff. I've never had that urge, but
you're a guy. Okay. I've never heard a guy say, let's go to a movie and cry, ever.
And I have two grown daughters for the camera. I had a good cry at that one. I said, what?
Yeah, because it's there. And, you know, nowhere does the spiritual journey tell you you're going to clear all human emotion. So if the trick is to feel really good in life, to bring heaven here on earth for our own, for our experience, you might want to make peace with the emotions because they're part of the package.
Yeah.
It's kind of like aging. The only alternative to aging is die early. So you might want to make peace with it, or you could really suffer. You know, interesting thought, isn't it?
You do learn that they appear bulletproof, but I haven't met anybody that's bulletproof. They're vulnerable someplace.
Yeah, it's just that's the human experience. It would be like going through life being really ticked that we don't have, you know, a long monkey tail to help us. You could stay really stressed out over that, or you could be like, well, this is the reality. So the reality is you have an emotional body, you have a mental body, you have an energetic body, you have a spiritual body, and you have a physical body. And we're not really sure how to get them all aligned. But we keep attempting.
Get our stuff together. Mm-hmm.
But the beauty is that you could reach and feel that level of anger and not create from it. But I got to tell you, I work with a lot of people, and this is coming up more and more often. So the intensity.
Looks like it's falling.
Oh, it is going to fall right out. The intensity is kicking up a notch, but guys, that's not bad. It means that the intensity for love and laughter and compassion and giving and receiving is also kicking up too, and companionship. So.
Well, I began to laugh a little bit yesterday about it, but it took several days to get past the weekend. And when I did the write-out and handed the fellow his questions, he insisted had to come by email, and he thanked me very much and seemed to be all right. And I said, well, what happened? You know, I went through something.
That's it. You went through something. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, dear.
That's all. So I like to think of it as... you know, if you've witnessed a small child in intense emotion, you know, previously in our culture it was, you know, quiet the child, shame the child, punish the child, whatever. But, you know, we're evolving. And so now it's more like, you know, you can take all your little angry body and go do it in the other room and get it out. And so the most loving thing is to just witness, oh, this child is acting age appropriate or going through this. That is a really loving, freeing space. But how many of you have ever thought of doing that with yourself? My accountant stopped by so I could sign my check to the IRS and the forms. And I asked her, oh, you know, how are you today? And she's like, oh, you know, I'm kind of fussy today. My kids, she teaches second grade. She says, my kids were terrible. I said, oh, you know what my husband does when I'm fussy? He gets me wine and a movie. And she goes, what? And I said, well, if you're fussy, you know, for me, I just... You know, it doesn't happen a lot, so when I'm fussy, wine and a movie is just like the perfect solution. She goes, wine and a movie sounds really good. She goes, you mean I could just be fussy? I'm like, well, yeah, you're fussy. How often does it happen? Go milk it. And she's like beaming. She's like, God, I haven't been here 5 minutes. Great coaching. I'm on my way to Randall's. So what's wrong with being fussy? It didn't affect the way she, you know, interacted with her children. She's not going to go out and do anything horrible. She's just fussy. She's just having a mood. If you're not spewing it out, hurting yourself or others, what's the problem? Good question, isn't it?
All right, now what do you describe a child's temper tantrum? How about an adult temper tantrum?
I'll tell you the way to get through it a little faster than 2 days. You invite it. You stand there, and if you can do this verbally out loud, it'll be really quick. You invite it. You say, wow, anger needs to be felt. Come on, baby, bring it in. And then describe it, literally. This feels like, and describe it. Because when you give it that much attention, it will dissipate. The only time they linger and take a lot of energy and time is when you're trying to distract yourself, eat it away, think it away, explain it away, make up the big story about it. So if you can just be fully present with it, you will be amazed how quickly. It's just like if you give a 2-year-old permission to have the temper tantrum in a safe environment, they just work it right out and then they're happy little people again.
And you don't necessarily have to know where it's coming from, but it's just acknowledging that emotion in that moment and describing whatever the feelings and symptoms you're having.
Yes, and the better you can describe it, the more present you can be with it, boom, it's going to go away.
Well, you told us, like, if you're out of sad mood and you're crying, you can tap with tapping.
Yeah, and there's, you know, what we're talking about is a little bit of a different thing because it's not, there was no real explanation. You know, clearing's always a good thing, but a lot of you are playing at a level now where there's more things going on and everything's changing. So yeah, you can, you know, of course, if you tap, you feel better. Did you tap at all?
No, I was so stunned by how upset I was.
And you know, know, that is actually the same thing. It's just this anger, and you describe it. All this anger, this control stuff. And so you can tap and see if that works, but I'm telling you, for a lot of you, it's not old stuff to be healed anymore. It's just stuff. It's just humanness.
And I guess compounded the anger being angry that I was angry.
That's it. Presence. Presence today will actually dissipate a lot of things, a lot of negativity. True presence. And when you get good at it with yourself, you can hold a level of presence around other people that it even clears in a situation. So, you know, now how will you know if you need to clear or be present? Play with it. Find out.